Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Hey everybody, welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers and Barb Satterwhite are with us today. Me, myself, and I, a little schizophrenic thought there. But staying in the mode of spring forward fundamentals, it is springtime, and Michael DiMuccio, Brody Craney, have blessed us already, and Barb Satterwhite is with us today, and we're going to continue this mode. These are six individuals who have greatly impacted my life over the years, and we were all together about a year and a half ago at one round table. And Barb, I want you to get us started this morning, get us started today, by simply sharing your journey. And I've got my notepad right in front of me. I'm ready to take some notes. But take us back to why Neekin for you. Your background is in the field of nursing. And I want to ask some more detailed questions about, but share your story. Let's get started there.
Well, thanks, Vance. Thanks for inviting me to share. I love sharing. And I think you probably know my story, but there may be a few on here that don't. Like Vance said, my background professionally is nursing, and I grew up in Canada, and I actually did all my school work, nursing included, in Canada, and came to Richmond, Virginia, May 15th, it'll be 53 years ago. I say that because I love the fact that I was very much a homebody, and I was going to be here 6 months, so you never say never. And I love the people I met, I loved what work I was doing, et cetera. So I continued to work in nursing at the medical college here. So I was in nursing for 30 years and then was introduced while doing something fun like skiing to Neekin. And my husband and I actually, there's a common denominator here because my husband and I met skiing. We were introduced to Neekin skiing. So, and I've made a lot of friends through skiing and therefore a lot of customers and consultants. So, 26 years ago, we were skiing in Colorado, and a good friend of ours, wonderful, beautiful skier, never complained, but he had bad knees, had had surgery by the famous surgeon in Vail and was still in a lot of discomfort, and says to Don and I on the chairlift, I'm not taking any Advil for my knees anymore. And I looked at him and said, so what are you doing? He says, it's the darndest thing, Barbara, but I'm wearing magnetic insoles and I'm sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad. And I looked at him and laughed and said, so how does that work? And literally kept questioning him and got off the chairlift, skied down, and did nothing for a year. A year later, when we were going back out to Vail about 3 weeks before where I work out, the gal had a bad back and was gone to all these doctors, nobody helping her. And I just said to my husband, I've got to get her to the head of neurosurgery. Nobody's helping. Anyway, he laughed and said, why don't you tell about the magnet? So long story short, I called my friends, bring me that information. I want to read about it. And that's how I got introduced. And the fun part about this is, and the reason that I loved Neekin from the beginning was, you know how people have knee injuries? Especially with skiing, but we all have bad knees. And my husband fell that year on that trip after they left, and I did all the nurse things, elevated it, iced it, and flew home, said, wish we had some of those magnets. And they came to Richmond and brought us two of what used to be called the minis. It's now the super power chip. And we put two of those on a very swollen knee under a knee brace, and my husband, who was in construction, comes home, and he had no swelling. So that got my attention. And then I wanted to help my dad in Canada, who, again, probably thought I was crazy, but listened to me and did anything I suggested, and therefore I was able to help him. So those were my two main reasons for engaging with Neekin initially. So why 25 years later? Because, remember, a year I was very skeptical, so I didn't really embrace it till the next year. But right now, I am more passionate than ever. And for several reasons. One, because we have a very toxic world out there. We have a very hurting world out there. We have a lot of people with no purpose, no sense of community. And Neekin has the answers and solutions for that. So we've just got to share. So that's how I got started. That's where I am now.
Barb, I want to talk a little bit more about the purpose in a bit, but I want to go back to something that you had asked on that chairlift. And I trust me, you and I share this passion, and I've done mean things to you. Other people won't say, well, why is that mean? Well, yeah, no, I've called you while I'm swishing down the ski slopes just to make you jealous, try to make you jealous, but you got, I think you logged in more ski time this year than I did. But I understand riding the chairlift, and it's not a long, the high-speed chairs that we have today are very quick, and I've met some of the most amazing people around the world, and I'm usually on those chairlifts with my daughter, so I'm asking questions to get these people who have skied around the world to give my daughters, and of course I'm biased, tips, because they don't necessarily want to listen to dear old dad give the best ski tips. But if I can get these people who are, you know, I can tell from their equipment real quick. But you asked the question, how's that work? Again, your nursing background, did you get an answer back at the beginning of how's that work? It doesn't sound like, because it was quite a bit of time later before you jumped in.
Well, the answer was exactly what I would say today. I don't know. All I know is what he said was, I don't know. All I know is my wife is better. Her hands are better. People are thanking me. My knees are better. And so I just kind of like, oh, well, what, so what? And like I said, didn't pay much more attention to it. So it's the same thing today. How does it work? I don't know. All I know is your body needs what we're providing it, and the body works better.
Okay, and I'm grateful that because I know who that individual is, and just like my parents were introduced to Niken 6 months earlier by a mutual friend, and my mom basically said the same thing that you did in a different way. She didn't ask a question, how does it work? She just said, if there was any validity to that, surely I would, in my field of expertise, I would have heard about it from somebody else. And unfortunately, that friend wasn't strong enough to come back and do some more research for my mom. And so we were delayed an intro by 6 months. But as fate, as God would have it, we got introduced from a different way. I wanted to drive that point home, because we really don't need to be experts. And you, in that industry of nursing, in the world of medicine, but you're training really as a nurse to do exactly what you did with Don, your husband, with your dad. Can we talk a little bit more? I don't want to miss this opportunity. Your dad, because I'm in that position now with my mom, as they say in English, my mom, spelled M-U-M. Researching and finding different things to help her in where she's at. But talk a little bit more about your dad and his journey.
Interesting you say that. We always spelled mom as M-U-M, so that's the Canadian part of me. My dad, well, two things. One, my dad and I had a wonderful relationship and a great trust. So he might have questioned in his mind, but he did whatever I suggested. So not everybody has that. Unfortunately, most family members won't listen to you, but having that wonderful relationship and just the intent to help him, and he wasn't complaining. I just knew if I could give him any advantages, I wanted to do that. So it was a wonderful relationship, and I'm just so grateful. I just think about it all the time. If nobody had told me about Niken, I wouldn't have had the products. I wouldn't have had the things to give to him, to send to him. And he wouldn't have had the life he had the last 8 years. So basically, it's just a matter of your interest in helping. But again, it's tough for families. I guarantee you most people on this phone have an issue with families even listening to them.
Yeah.
But I was blessed with the way Dad was open. And like I said, it was fun to work with him.
Yeah, no, it is tough. I saw my mom last night, and I said, hey, Mom, I want you to watch this Niken presentation with me today. It happens once a quarter. I'm going to come pick you up. And she deducted 15 minutes. I said, how about 8:45? And she said, oh, how about 8:30? I said, even better. I'll be here at 8:30. Because that helps her. And I don't want to go into all that. But you also mentioned about the toxic world that we're in. And you and I spoke a couple weeks ago about, and we're not talking about toxins so much as a chemical, but mental. That what's going on mentally right now in our culture. Talk a little bit about that, and as far as, and I want to come to the word balance, you know, the five pillars of wellness. We used to call it the five pillars of health, but wellness is a better way to describe it. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society. And you and I were chatting about maybe healthy mind should be pushed further ahead because of the toxicity that's in our culture. How have you discovered ways to overcome that?
Well, it's so interesting. If you think about it, everybody that's so stressed and certainly isolated because of whatever and not a purpose, and even finances are hard. So it affects the mind. And so there's so much. It's just like Mike, I don't know if he shared that on your call, I can't remember, but, you know, he speaks to this all the time. You know, if you get your mind straight in terms of how you're thinking and what your intention is, then you can change things in your life. And it's been really a good personal journey for me to realize that, you know, we have to control, but what if you could help somebody see that they can change their life by changing their thoughts? And, you know, the purpose, the whole idea of purpose, if you think about what Luis Kasuga, our president, is proposing here in terms of a purposeful community, a global community, and if you focus on having a purpose in life, how would that change your mind? And think about, I know most Niken people, and I'm sure you, we haven't been bored in the last 12 months of being isolated. There's no lack of things to do, people to connect with, people to help, people to share with. So we've got such a wealth of, a wealth of product information as well as community engagement and the ability for people to get onto a platform or a mission of creating their own income separate from what they're doing. So it's all a big picture of a global picture of dig for words here, but you really have what we have here is multiple ways that people can benefit in terms of their mind, their body, their health, the society, their finances. And why wouldn't you share this? And like we were saying earlier on the phone with the person, the three-way, not everybody wants to engage in Niken as a business. That's okay. But they know people and they can refer people. And there's people out there who definitely want to see what we have. They just don't know about it.
I'm reminded of a comment that I first heard almost 5 years ago by a fellow Canadian, Marty Jeffries, who is an amazing communicator. And he said in his elevator speech, in introducing people to Niken, introduced because his wife had some very, very serious challenges. And he said, you know, I think it's sad that people have grown accustomed to basically living a life of unhealth, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, financially. And he said, I'm not going to wait around and wait for our government to smarten up. And I thought that is so, so true. Because, and I guess, Barb, when we look at this, we can take ownership of this. And I thought about it this morning, a current news item, regardless, you know, as you said, we've been isolated the last 12 months. We had 7 million, and these are just factual numbers, and I don't want to get political, and I just won't. but 7 million Johnson & Johnson COVID shots were given, and 9 females, the numbers I heard this morning on NPR, 9 females developed blood clots. And 3 of those ladies unfortunately passed away, and I'm not diminishing. I'm just giving numbers. And I thought about that for a second. I kind of laughed out loud, not at their passing, but I have a high school classmate of mine that I know years ago, because of his addiction to food and other things, he got very big, and he was looking at doing a lap band surgery. And the reason why he chose not to is because it has a 2%, so 2 people out of 100, it's fatal. Things go south. That's what their numbers were at the time. And Barb, I thought about that, and I thought he was actually going to selectively go have that done, knowing that 2 out of 100. And I asked him point blank. I said, hey, Todd, are you willing to gamble? I mean, that's pretty tragic. I mean, are we willing to gamble and wait for other people to smarten up when the answer is right here? How do you maintain the balance in all that, in a toxic world? I know it's a big question. I mean, because you're very active. You are extremely active. I know when we spoke a few weeks ago, you were talking about how many days of skiing you logged in this year and how many trips and then time at the cottage. How do you maintain that balance?
Well, actually, it's one of the things I'm proud of. It's one of my affirmations that I say every day, that I am so happy and grateful that I am balanced. And I do it. I mean, it's busy, like everybody else. What I'm just saying too is the reason it's like the book, Happiness. I forget the name of it, but the Happiness Advantage. Most people think they're successful. They're going to be happy when they're successful. Once they're successful, they'll be happy. It's the reverse. When you're happy, you'll be successful. So by me doing what I do, whether it's skiing, going to the cottage, getting together with my neighbors, whatever it is, it's keeping me balanced. I'm happy, and therefore I am attracting more, and I'm able to make more connections. It's just a way of life that you have to do. It's like I, as a caretaker, I said, I have to take care of me. And this is where people fall down, especially women, and I'm not trying to, but, you know, you get into this, oh, poor me, I've got to do all this. And you do, but you have to recognize how to take care of yourself. And for me, with me can, and I can tell you, the whole 4 years that I was a caretaker, as stressful as that can be, NeKen was my antidote, because it connected me with like-minded people, people that were up, people that had a purpose. And those are the things you need in life, but you need the balance. But the I guess it's kind of ironic. I do a lot of things, like, you know, go to my cottage, I ski, I get out, do whatever, saying I'm going to do that. I end up doing NeKen in the long run with somebody somewhere. And I don't, you know, I've learned not to, what I used to say, vomit NeKen on everybody, but I've learned to build good relationships. But that's me anyway. I love it. I still have great relationships with my high school classmates, some of them, and my nursing classmates. And those are the connections that are valuable to me. But out of that, you've got something that may be a solution for any one of those people. So while you're doing all of the things in life and accomplishing what you want to accomplish, you're going to have the opportunity to introduce NeKen in some form, in some way, at some time.
Well, I was laughing at several of your comments right there. Vomit NeKen. That's a phrase I haven't heard in a while. But,
I know, it's pretty sad. It's a nursing term, I guess.
No, and I've had people, you know, just get scared when they see me come. I was thinking about this last night, because I've had several people, and I was with a high school classmate again yesterday, and she said, Vance, you're a talker. And I went, well, yeah, is that bad? Rather than being, what, a hermit? I I like people too. But again, it's about balance. And we sat and watched a family movie last night, and it was hilarious. Everybody except for Addie, you know, kept getting distracted because of a text or a, you know, whatever. There's another question that, you know, besides the balance, and you talk about this, and you mentioned it several times, that if we don't take care of ourselves first, you've been such a wealth of information for me, and that we do have a responsibility to take care of this physical body, this temple, first. And then we can be a greater service to those around us. But why that affirmation that you just shared, that, because it's more than just being happy, it's being successful. There's a deeper joy. But why that affirmation?
Well, think about it. The difficulty is with our minds. If we don't have some affirmations and affirm that, you don't change your mindset. Even though you might think about something, but it's a constant reaffirming with yourself and therefore changing that subconscious. Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat. So I just love it. It makes me feel good, number one, and maybe that's why I'm so balanced. What if?
Okay. Yeah, no, because I had a dear friend say that to me this week. You don't actually believe that stuff, do you, Van? I laughed right at him. I'm like, as opposed to what? The alternative? All the negative stuff, and unfortunately, this person does. They get sucked into that, and it's a choice. Barb, we've got some really cool things that, and I've ended many a conversations with people on Saturday AM Live this way. Where do you think it's going from here? But we're Niken, you know, the backbone of our product line being the sleep system, and we don't know all the details about it, but. How important, and again, I want you to leverage, as you said, 53 years, that you made a 6-month commitment to be in Richmond, and here you are, 53 years later. By the way, you haven't alluded to your age or anything like that, and because a lot of people think, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, what you're doing physically, as far as skiing. What birthday was it, Barb, when you skydive?
I'm actually 74, so on my 60th, I had said, you know, I need to do something unique, and I never talked to anybody about this, but anyway, I went skydiving. On my 70th, I actually, this wasn't as dramatic, but I went and did the zip line after it opened up in Niagara Falls, because I have a brother that lives there, and then... Actually, my 65th was even more exciting. Well, not more, but I rappelled a 27-story bank building for charity. So I've done some fun things that way and loved it. But amazing to me is I love these. In fact, at 74, when I went out skiing in March for a week, the gal that was with me was 80. We skied all 5 days, and the last day did the back bowls, which are black diamonds. And we realized after we finished our whole 5 days, we never even fell the whole week. So it just feels great to be able to do that. Now, I always say that's because I've been embracing Niken and Niken products and lifestyle for 25 years. So think about it, you know, with our nutritionals, with our support products, with sleep, with hydration, I am physically much better than most people my age. There's no doubt about it. So that's why I encourage people. And I wasn't introduced to Niken until I was 50. So think about it. If you can introduce some young people to this where they can start their lifestyle and make those changes early in life, what might that do for them? So what we have is so valuable. We're so passionate about it because we have a hurting world and they need us.
And where do you see it going? Because you brought up a really valid point. I was thinking about that. I'm 52 now. My parents were 50 when they were introduced to Niken, and because of their occupation, mom, a restaurant owner, being on concrete every single day, 6 days a week, 12 to 14 hour days. Her legs were really messed up, her knees, her feet. Dad, same scenario, but more his lower back because of his occupation, similar to what Don did in the construction industry. And I can do things today at 52 that my father could not do at 50. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I really do. And I've had people say to me, you shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, why? Why do you speak that over me? Because, Barb, you shouldn't be doing that, according to some people. How do you respond to that?
I wouldn't even respond. I would just laugh. because seriously, most people want to be doing that. They just think they can't. So it's, again, a mindset, but it's also taking care of yourself. And that's where knee can come in. And I think about this all the time. What if my friend had not told me about this? Would I know all of you? Would I know knee can? I don't know. But there's just, this is why it's so darn important to share. Now think about it too. I laughed for a year, so it wasn't an instant thing. So be patient with people. And I love the statistic that it takes 5 to 12 encounters with someone before they might even do something or be engaged. So don't be discouraged if people aren't immediately saying, oh, yeah, I want to know more. Well, it's maybe not good timing. Next. And there are so many people out there.
Exactly. And I want to share, and then I want you to finish by sharing your analogy of the shipping business. But the three-way that you and I just were able to do a few minutes ago, I said we've developed a phrase, the core group that I'm involved in, this ICANN training program. It's simply this: I can, you can, we can, knee can. And that has become our core of a group. And I had a dear friend call me yesterday, and she said, Vance, I mean, in tears, she said, I am more grateful today to Nikan and to you and the friendship we've been able to have than I ever have. And here's a woman who, in her field of influence, her field of study and research, has been, I could never, I mean, physically and financially pay for the services that she's provided for our family. And it's been incredible. But Barb, let's finish with your fun analogy of the shipping business, that we truly are in the shipping business.
I love it. And for those that have been in it kind of a while, it was an article I read in Upline magazine. I think it was Jeff Darmel, or maybe, no, it was, I'm blanking on the name right now, but he talked about the shipping business, and I loved it because it's all about friendshipping, meeting friends, relationshipping, develop a relationship of trust, and then partnershipping if that's something that they want. So you're in the shipping business. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. But the big thing is to be patient and go on what people need, not what you need. So it's just, I don't know. If you really, I think everybody works too hard at this, meaning they're not focusing on what it is they really want and their intention and flowing with how it goes. So going with the flow is another biggie. And that's not easy for most of us. And being patient is not easy for most of us, meaning myself. So I've learned a lot. And what I'd say to everybody, too, is that, you know, what I love most right now with Nikan is the direction we're going with our president, Luis Casilga, and his vision, you know, for 2025 to be the most influential global wellness community in the world. Well, all that means is we just need to share with more people, get that community so it's really influencing a lot of people, and 10 million active participants that are taking care of themselves and or sharing. That's what it's about, and it's really a good place to be, I think.
Well, and you and I got to be part of the Nikan's quarterly review last Saturday, what we've done so far in the first 3 months, the first quarter of 2021, and the numbers are going in the right direction. Contrary to some, that would say otherwise. They are. And we're seeing that. And that goal, that 2025 goal is, it's huge. But what, as you mentioned, our global president, Luis Casuga, what he's outlined, and I was so riveted because, as I've shared with several people this week, what they've done is they've outlined, said, hey, look at, this is what we've done so far. Here's the sandbox. Okay, here, the big playground is the globe, but here's the sandbox as far as wellness, the five pillars of wellness. And here's what we've done so far. Oh, you've got this. Why don't you come play in our sandbox with us? We want, just come on, come on, whether you're a customer or a consultant, come play with us. And exactly what you just said, we need to use our ears and our mouth in concordance the way they, that God blessed us with them. Two ears, one mouth, listen. And by the way, it was, John Milton Fogg.
Yes,
have all
that's,
these.
that's exactly who it was, yes.
I have all these people that listen and they text constantly, and I don't push very many of them to read them because I'll get distracted. But Ron in Michigan, and I quote John Milton Fogg all the time as well. But Barb Satterwhite has been our guest this morning, and there's so much more, Barb. But I think you outlined it from the get-go in that if we choose to go out there and live a life of balance according to the five pillars of wellness, all the other stuff will work itself out. But we really have to make that daily determination, that daily focus, saying, what do I want to get out of today? And it's not about us. It's not about being selfish. Self-care is not selfish. Paul Osteen. Taught me that a few years ago. It's not about being selfish. It's about doing what we need to do. That's what the spirit of Kaizen is all about. SaturdayAMLive.com is where these conversations get posted. And I just want to remind everybody, if you missed last week's with Brody Craney or the previous week with Mike DiMuccio, they're there. Next week, in the spirit of discovery and living life and where we are as a culture, I'm going to deviate a little bit from the tribe of six that I got to be, but Barb and I got to be blessed with, the table from the leadership summit, these amazing individuals. Linda Morris is going to be with us. And then 2 weeks from today, Ben Woodward will be with us. Just exploring some of these fundamentals that successful people in Nikan have adopted or made crucial parts of their lives. But Linda brings a wealth of not only what she teaches and preaches, but the way she lives her life in utilizing Nikan's nutritionals. And she's a hoot, folks. I mean, every time I get to talk with her, every single time, when I tell her what I've eaten or what I was thinking about, you know, she breaks it down from a scientific perspective on why that's doing and allowing my body to do what it's doing. So she'll be with us next Saturday. But thank you again, Barb, so, so very much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it and want everyone to have a good day. But be sure and get on the Master Day call today because, you know, you talked about Kaizen. When I was in nursing, the Quality Initiative, which actually started in Japan and came to the United States, and it was all about, you know, creating quality in the workplace. And one of the things I remember reading was an article on Kaizen, and it meant continuous improvement. So what we'll hear today with our sleep system is how they've continued to improve that with the new mattress replacement. So everyone jump on, and thanks, Vance, for including me.
Yes, no. Thank you, Barb, again. And, because there's no end all when it comes to sleep systems. I don't think we'll ever arrive at the perfect, but what Nikan has continued to show us as a research and development company is that continued improvement is truly the way to go. The research is out there. So, wishing everybody a great rest of your weekend. Thank you for tuning in and look forward to talking to you real soon. If there's anything I can do, I say this every single Saturday. there's anything I can do on my end, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. My phone number is 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. Email address, that's too long, it's too confusing to get. But reach out, please, pop me a text, call me. I'm active by choice. I'm never that busy to take a call. I've connected with so many people this week via email that it's been unbelievable. But they just didn't know. And get connected. That's the key. And if you don't, if you're not receiving the Core Consultants newsletter that Ben Woodward and Michael DiMuccio put out every week, get connected. Pop me a text. I'll forward it to you. It's our responsibility in the spirit of Kaizen to get connected and stay connected just like today. So, again, have a great weekend. Look forward to chatting with you real soon.
To learn more about NECAM, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.